T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of
it! Everybody up there!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for listening today on 980 AM, or if you're joining me on iTunes via podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Or if you're on your website, at grillnationshow.com. I appreciate you joining us there. Before we get to our show, I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show. Title sponsors of the show are BOK Financial and Two West Companies. Contributors to the Grill Nation Show include the KCADC, which is the Kansas City Area Development Council, and Tim Cowden, and Port KC and John Stevens. Thank you very much for your support of the Grill Nation Show. For more information, you can go to the website at grillnationshow.com. From time to time on the show, we have on really exciting topics that are both current and also fascinating with innovation and changing our economy and changing our city and our future. And today we also have one of those on as well. We partner from time to time with Launch KC. They come on the show every once in a while. Great organization over there. And today is no different. We're going to be talking about the Ignite X program, which is with Black & Veatch. Today we're going to have on Hyleem George, who's the director of that program, and it's a great partnership with Launch KC. I want to welcome on Hyleem George, the director of Ignite X program, and he's the innovation strategy leader of the Growth Accelerator at Black & Veatch. Welcome to the show, Hyleem.
Thanks, Jason.
First off, tell us about your background, and then we'll get into kind of the partnership with Launch KC. But I want to know more about you. I know you've been across the country with your education, but have done a lot of really cool things.
Yeah, thanks. So really appreciate the opportunity to be here today. And a little bit of background on me. So I joined Black & Veatch about 5 years ago. And before that, I started my career in management consulting. Mm-hmm. I'm a good Jayhawk, so I went to school just down the road here. After that, I went into industrial equipment with Caterpillar, a little bit of time in consumer marketing, and financial services before joining Black & Veatch. So I used to tell folks I didn't know what I want to do when I grow up, and I'm still not sure I do. So really appreciate the opportunity.
But you grew up in the area here.
I did grow up in the area here, yes. So Kansas City's home.
Tell us a little bit about Black & Veatch for those that don't know a lot about the company and what you guys do.
Yeah, we are an engineering and construction firm headquartered here in the Kansas City area. We've been in business for over 100 years, started by Mr. Black and Mr. Veatch a long time ago.
That makes sense.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's where the name came from.
Right.
We serve a variety of clients across a number of businesses: power, water, telecommunications, oil and gas. Critical human infrastructure is our focus. So our mission is building a world of difference. So we started our Growth Accelerator group a couple of years ago to help advance that mission.
That's interesting. So what spurred that on, really? I mean, because big corporations and companies like yours are starting to get more involved in the accelerator space, but you especially. How did that happen, and what was the reasoning again for that?
Yeah, we started our group about 3 years ago. Our CEO, Steve Edwards, chartered the Growth Accelerator team, really to look for new opportunities for Black & Veatch. So that could be new products, could be new services. It could be taking our existing capabilities into new markets. When you look at our business, we've been very successful. We've got over 11,000 professionals all over the globe doing amazing projects. But as an overall business, we're constantly looking for ways to grow and new markets to enter into. And being a project-based business, you sometimes have to create space for professionals to go after new opportunities. you know, our core business has been set up for a long time to do what it does really, really well. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you try to do something new in an existing business, you know, that engine is kind of tuned to do certain things, and it's almost set up to kind of spit new stuff out. So we set up our group to really make space for folks that have great ideas, bias for action, bias for entrepreneurship, to go after those new things and help grow our business.
You know, outside companies do bring a lot into these larger inside companies, don't they?
Yeah.
A lot of new ideas.
Yeah, new ideas and new ways of thinking, new ways of tackling problems, a lot of nimbleness and agility. So we've really enjoyed working with the startups that we have in this cohort.
So before we get to the Launch KC partnership and the 3 years that you all were doing the Growth Accelerator, what are some of the things you learned about your own business and how you can improve it? Because, you know, that's a good amount of time to do a growth accelerator and a clean tech accelerator. What are some of the takeaways that you had that maybe you didn't expect?
Yeah, we started our group about 3 years ago. And for the first couple of years, we were really internally focused. And that was very intentional to say, to kind of figure out our own shop before we invited others in to work with us. Mm-hmm. What we realized is that there's a tremendous amount of intellectual capacity at Black & Veatch, and a tremendous amount of entrepreneurship, you know, within the walls of Black & Veatch. But what we really needed to do was come up with methods to identify the talent within the company to advance those ideas forward. You know, a lot of times you don't know where you know, successful entrepreneurs live within the company. There's no HR report or management report that identifies those people. You've got to give them opportunities to go after real work and sort of test with live bullets. And so we've created a variety of programs over those first couple of years where we can crowdsource innovation across our professionals, give people, you know, real life experiences to advance those ideas, and then, you know, move a few of them forward. Sometimes outside of our core business, sometimes within our core business. And we've been really pleased with what we've seen up to date. So it's kind of a natural progression for us to say, okay, we've done this for a couple of years now. What would it look like if we were to very intentionally partner with outside companies to advance some of those same initiatives?
Mm-hmm. And you guys kind of took that on, I guess, with Launch KC, huh? And about April, you announced that you were going to be working with them on the IgniteX Clean Tech Accelerator powered by Launch KC. Tell us about that process and how that all shook out, and then we'll get into kind of more of what the accelerator does further on in the show. But tell us about how that happened and the why behind that.
Yeah. So we, as you said, we announced the program back in April. We were approached by Launch KC late last year. I think we had just, the team at Launch had just wrapped up the collaboration with NBKC and the FinTech Accelerator, so their first program. And I think it's a really novel approach for Launch KC to expand the reach of the program by partnering with industry. So I know many of the listeners have some background on Launch KC, but that program has been around for several years and has.
See, it's crazy how time flies, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's four or five years
now. I remember their announcement when they started.
Yeah. So has traditionally been really open industry call for early stage companies and done a lot of great things to promote and advance those early stage companies, and lots of follow-on funding that has been made available to those companies. And so in an effort to expand that program, Launch has been partnering with a number of industry partners across different verticals, fintech, healthcare, and we are their engineering and design partner. So we were approached as they were finishing up the FinTech Accelerator. It was great timing because, as I said, we were also looking at ways for us to more proactively engage early stage companies. And so it was really just a great fit for what we were trying to do within Black & Veatch and what the folks at Launch KC and the EDC were looking to do to support early stage companies here in the area.
Mm-hmm. I like your quote too in the release about, you know, delivering value for your clients and how this was a natural extension of what you already were doing. And like you said, Launch KC has a reputation and already has done a lot with attracting and innovating startups. So it's an exciting new talent pool. And we're going to get to that talent pool of new companies and great ideas here later on in the show. We're visiting today with Haileem George, who's the director of the Ignite KC Clean Tech Accelerator Program powered by Launch KC. We'll be right back after the break with Grill Nation.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill, on 980 AM and on iTunes via podcast. You connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill, or search for me on social media just by searching for my name, and you will find me. I'm very active on Twitter and on Instagram and Facebook. Appreciate you joining us again today. It's been a fascinating first segment with Haileem George, who's the director of the Ignite X program. He's also the innovation and strategy leader of the Growth Accelerator at Black & Veatch. They have this exciting program going on with Launch KC, powered by Launch KC. The website for the accelerator is bvignite.com. We'll get you more information here later on in the show, but it is well underway. And for those of you who don't know a lot about Black & Veatch, most of you probably do, their clean tech accelerator is powered by Launch KC, is seeking partnerships with startups focused on renewable and distributed energy, mobility, agricultural technology, machine learning, and AI, and other technologies or processes adding value to engineering services. Haileem, first off, welcome back to the show. Second off, what does clean tech mean? We don't talk about that very much.
Yeah, you don't hear that term a lot here in the Midwest, certainly in the Kansas City area. You hear a lot out on the East Coast and the West Coast, and clean tech can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different folks. For us, we broadly define the program as a clean tech accelerator, and what that means for us is identifying companies that are advancing sustainable infrastructure. It could be physical infrastructure, it could be technologies. So we have a number of initiatives underway at Black & Veatch internally to help with that. So things like advanced transportation mobility solutions. So technologies like Hyperloop, autonomous vehicles.
And so that is right on the forefront here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully in the next 10 years.
Yeah, we recently released what I think is the first feasibility study for a Hyperloop route here in the United States, looking at the route between Kansas City and St. Louis. So we're very active in that space.
Well, kudos to Black & Veatch for doing that.
Yeah, it's been a really wonderful experience to understand the opportunities that get unlocked with a technology like that.
Yeah, okay. So that's one of them.
So that's one of them. Yeah, one of them. There's things like distributed generation, renewable energy, so power projects that are becoming smaller and more on site to support resiliency and cost certainty. There's programs like machine learning, AI, so a lot of data analytics things. In our case, it's a lot of examples around how can we use drones and machine learning to better manage linear assets, so utility lines, pipelines, that sort of thing.
I was wondering how machine learning and AI connected to Black & Veatch.
Yeah, you think about managing those assets, and today you might have to inspect those with humans, on a lift truck or in a helicopter, and what are ways that we can make that process more safe and more efficient? So we're looking at things like that.
Interesting.
We're looking at the ag tech space, which I think is also an interesting one. When you talk about ag tech here in the Midwest, we oftentimes think of things like improving the life expectancy of hogs. For us, ag tech means it's a little bit different. It's things like controlled environment agriculture or indoor farming. It's things like aquaculture, so raising fish in land-based environments. It's things like advanced proteins. How can you produce meat in a lab, or how can you produce protein from CO2? So it's really kind of future.
positive uses of technology in food.
That's right. That's right. To feed a growing planet in a more sustainable way.
Mm,
so those are some of the things that we're looking at when we talk about clean tech.
Very interesting. Haileem George is with us. Okay, so we talked about kind of you having the growth accelerator before you partner with Launch KC, and kind of why you ultimately wanted to look at outside companies beyond kind of the entrepreneurs already inside of the company. Talk about the investment thesis for the accelerator and the rationale for selection of the companies, which we'll preview in the next segment.
Yeah, so part of our company's strategy is to become the most innovative and rapidly evolving firm in the engineering and construction space. So we recognize that while we have a tremendous amount of capability within Black & Veatch, there's also a whole lot of smart people outside of the company as well. Mm-hmm. So fundamentally, what we were looking to do is to partner with companies that are going to advance that strategy to become a more agile and innovative and rapidly evolving company. We also wanted to work with companies that were active in areas that we were already investing in for growth as well. So some of those I mentioned: mobility, distributed generation, ag tech, environmental services. The thing about those domains is they're so large and there's so much opportunity for disruption. No one firm can really achieve it all on its own. It's going to take an ecosystem of partners. So it's going to take early stage companies. It's going to take large sophisticated companies like Black & Veatch. It's going to take our clients that are asking for new ways to solve problems. So we thought we could really help bridge the gap between those early stage companies and clients that are out there trying to solve problems. And our accelerator program and our investment thesis is really focused on identifying companies that are in those domains. So the domains have to be, market size that's large enough to matter. They've got to be solving a problem that's meaningful enough to invest in. What we found is the companies that were the best fit for us were ones that already had a product in place. Many of them already had achieved some revenue, so they have some validation of their process or technology already. And then that allowed us to deploy our engineering capabilities to their companies to better validate the technology, help it scale, get it in front of the right sets of clients.
Mm. Yeah, I was wondering kind of what the co-development process looked like and how you guys worked together through this program. So you effectively started out and looked at a 75-day period of collaboration that started. When did it start?
We started 1st of September.
Okay, so fairly recently. And talk to us, before we get to the companies, talk to us about, what that looked like. And when they got there, what types of things were they doing? What kind of assets were they given? I know Launch KC has kind of highlighted a lot of these with regards to the training and the insight and whatnot, and also the network, of course, and supporters and clients around Kansas City and in your own company. But talk to us about kind of your process and kind of what you undertook with these businesses.
Yeah. So one of the things that first off, there's all kinds of accelerator programs out there.
There seems to be a lot more lately, doesn't there?
There are a whole lot of them.
10 years ago or 5 to 10 years ago, and we maybe started doing the show early on, we had to tell people what accelerators were.
Yeah.
The Kauffman Foundation, literally, we had a mayor's conference where you had on, what is an incubator? What is an accelerator?
That's
tell
right.
us what the differences are.
Yeah.
Because co-working wasn't really a thing until, 2011 or 12, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't even, so co-working kind of became a thing. And then there was incubators.
Yep.
And then there was accelerators. And they're all different things.
Yeah.
Now I feel like we have a lot of accelerators.
There are a lot of them. And so
a lot of competition.
Yeah, there is a lot of competition. And so that was one of the, to be honest with you, we actually hesitated a bit at calling our program an accelerator because there is a certain connotation that comes with that.
But what else can you call it? It's kind of what it is.
It looks like a duck. Yeah, sounds like a duck. It is a duck. So one of the things, though, that we really emphasized with this program, continue to emphasize as we wrap up this first cohort, is that project collaboration. And we really think the best way to accelerate these companies is to get their stuff out into the field. And so what we have found is that most of the companies are taking one of two paths to grow. They either have a process or technology that is interesting and novel and compelling enough that we can serve as a channel partner and take that directly to clients together and help advance the rapid adoption of what the startup company is doing. Or they have something that we can deploy internally that's going to improve safety or efficiency or cost certainty. So both paths take you down a route where you're going to win more work and grow as a business. So we've really tried to emphasize with the startup companies, how can we take them along one of those two paths and help their business grow? Different than some other accelerator programs that focus a lot on education and the basics of entrepreneurship. Many of our founders have been successful entrepreneurs 2, 3, 4 times over. So we're not the right ones to teach them that stuff. We are going to have a public demo day that I think we'll talk about here in a bit. But so we'll work with them on their story and their pitch. But really the best thing that we could do is help them advance their technology, get in front of the right folks, do additional validation. And I think we've really stayed true to that as we've executed the programming. We tried to align our professionals with each one of the companies as well. So our growth accelerator group is supporting the program, has the framework in place, but we've got subject matter experts across Black & Veatch's businesses that are aligned with each one of the startup companies and working very closely with the founding team at the company to advance what the company is trying to do.
The website is bvignite.com. Also, LaunchKC is on the web, is on the web as well at launchkc.org for more information. Okay, so I want to really hone in on who these companies are in our next segment. You mentioned there were seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about the process of picking these people and these companies.
Yeah.
And are they geographically diverse? Are they, you know, how did this all happen?
Yeah. That's a really good question. It's been moving so fast. We haven't taken a whole lot of time to sit back and and reflect on it. So I will say that where we ended up, it has been fantastic. I really couldn't be more pleased with the companies that we have in this cohort. We started with an announcement back in April, and we had over 120 applications, really from
120.
120, yeah, from all over the globe.
Which is pretty amazing for a first-time cohort.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I've told folks this, running a program like this is a bit like raising children. You sort of trade one anxiety for the next. So that first anxiety is, wow, are we even going to have enough companies interested? And then are we going to have enough quality companies interested? And we were able to check the box on both of those items pretty quickly. So over 120 applicants from all over the world, many North American companies, a few European, and then we have some pretty large offices in India, in Pune and Mumbai. So we had a few applications from there as well.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we went through multiple rounds to evaluate those applications, pulling in folks from LaunchKC, pulling in subject matter experts from our business. We screened the applicants to make sure that they would be a good fit for the program, and then ultimately went to video pitches and had a chance to interact with the founders and do some Q&A.
Very interesting. We're going to talk about those seven companies after the break with Hyleem George, Grill Nation. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm Jason Grill, your host. You're listening to 980 AM, or if you're listening on podcasts on iTunes, we greatly appreciate it. Also, the website is grillnationshow.com. Supporters, photos of our guests, and all of our shows are linked there on the website. Appreciate you sticking with us today. We're talking about the Ignite X Clean Tech Accelerator powered by LaunchKC. The website is bvignite.com. LaunchKC is online at launchkc.org. Black & Veatch is the largest engineering company in the Kansas City area. It is a global leader in engineering, procurement, and construction services for energy, water, and telecommunications. Its Ignite X Clean Tech Accelerator, powered by LaunchKC, is one of the boldest entrepreneurial moves they've made in the engineering service arena in a while. The company recently created a segment of the company as well known as the Growth Accelerator, leveraging Black & Veatch's core strengths to explore new and emerging markets. We're joined today by Hyleem George, who is the main man at the Ignite X Clean Tech Accelerator, running that, and the innovation and strategy leader at Black & Veatch's Growth Accelerator. Hyleem George, thanks for all the information you provided so far. Let's break into kind of the companies. You talked about in the last segment kind of the process. I understand it took about 2 months to kind of weed through 120 companies.
It did, yeah. Ultimately, yeah, we got to meet with the companies, do some Q&A with our folks, and we selected seven to move forward into the cohort.
Seven out of 120. That's a very small amount.
Yeah.
It's very cool because you know, the resources you're providing as well as the introductions and the opportunities and the, you know, the equity as well, with the money, is very important. So you narrowed it down to seven. Tell us about these seven companies. First off, do we have any Kansas City companies in the mix?
We do.
Okay.
We do have a hometowner, a company called Aware Vehicles, and the founder there is PJ Piper. Aware is doing some really interesting stuff with autonomous drone operation. So
that sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of buzz, obviously, around the use of drones, particularly at construction sites, and how you can better improve project progress monitoring and project controls. But the reality is, to operate a drone at a site, you still have to have a lot of human intervention, right? You've got to have a pilot who's trained. You've got to charge the thing. You've got to get data off of the thing. So what Aware Vehicles is doing is almost like sort of last yard delivery of drone services. So how can we take a drone, have it autonomously launch, fly a route, collect data, land autonomously, and then offload that data so that it can be evaluated.
Wow, that is fascinating. And then they're pretty far along, and they're out of Kansas City.
They're out of Kansas City. They have some office space down at UMKC where we are actively working with them to test their technology at some of our project sites. So they're developing a platform, so some hardware development, a landing platform for the drone. And there's quite a bit of IP around how you take that drone from an aerial flight and land it with, you know, centimeter precision onto a platform, and then autonomously charge it and autonomously get data off of it. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Wow. Very, very amazing, very innovative. So that's one of the companies. We're going to preview all seven. Give us the next one up on the list there.
Yeah, so we've got several companies from out in the Bay Area. So maybe we jump out west a bit. So one of the companies there...
Fascinating. I never would have thought it.
Yeah, right. Imagine that. Clean tech startups from out on the West Coast. So one of the companies there is a company called Electrify, and they are in the mobility space. And specifically, they are developing software to help fleet owners evaluate the conversion of traditional combustion engine vehicles to electric vehicles, and then manage the charging infrastructure for those vehicles. What I think is interesting about what they're doing is it's a different business model for Black & Veatch. We don't develop and sell software solutions today. We do in one of our subsidiary companies called Autonix that does a lot of asset management software. Mm-hmm. But Electrify is actually using software to help in a consultative manner, which is a lot of what we do in our business today, but we do it a bit manually. So we are helping them better understand CapEx and operating expenses for conversion of fleets to electric vehicles, and then what infrastructure needs to be put in place to support that conversion. When you look at the electrification of transportation, it puts a tremendous amount of stress on the electric grid. So you think about a fleet of buses. That's the equivalent of standing up subdivisions of hundreds of homes. The demand on the grid to provide charging to those buses is the equivalent of hundreds of households. Mm. So there's a lot of upgrades that will be required as more and more electric vehicles come online. And so Electrify is helping folks evaluate how to do that in an efficient way.
Very well spoken, and that's exciting. You mentioned we're out in the Bay. Give us some more out there of the cohort.
Yeah, another one out there. Also in the kind of working on grid solutions is a company called Extensible Energy. They are in the distributed generation space, and what they do is they help small to medium-sized commercial buildings reduce their energy expenses. Mm. And what they do is really, it's really interesting. So what folks may not know is if you're in like a commercial building like this, about half of the power charge, that what they pay the utility, is what is called a demand charge, which represents the highest load for the building during a 15-minute period during the month. So you and I, our houses, we just pay as we go, right? And it's just kind of a flat rate. Well, for commercial buildings, they pay that flat rate, but then they get hit with this sort of spike charge when their demand is at the highest. So what Extensible Energy does is they help flatten that load. So they'll interface with building control software, primarily, you know, HVAC systems, so heating and cooling. And what they'll do is they'll recognize, hey, you've got solar on the roof, the sun is shining right now, it's going to be cloudy this afternoon. Maybe we should cool the building an extra degree or two now while the sun is shining and take advantage of that renewable energy. And then in the afternoon, let it raise a degree or two. So sort of take advantage of the building's thermal energy storage capacity. And what that does is reduce the power demands in the afternoon. You're not pulling as much power from the grid to cool the building down. So you reduce that demand charge.
A lot of customers potentially too for them, huh?
Yeah, quite a few.
A lot of chances to scale.
They can really improve the return on investment for solar.
And what was the name of that company again?
They're Extensible Energy.
Extensible Energy. Okay. So that's three of the companies.
Companies. Yeah. Sticking with the Bay Area, we've got a company called Built Robotics. And Built Robotics is developing autonomous construction equipment. So we've got an autonomous drone company. Built Robotics is developing equipment, specifically skid steers, excavators, and dozers that can operate without a human operator. And they do that by outfitting existing equipment with a hardware and software solution, kind of a backpack unit that can be installed in existing equipment. And then you can program that equipment to move dirt without an operator sitting behind the wheel and operating joysticks. So really absolutely amazing stuff. And you think about the implications that that can have on safety and construction scheduling. If you can have equipment operating without people in the area, it's a lot safer. If you can have equipment operating maybe during off hours when craft labor is at home, you can improve the schedule for executing projects and get more work done in the same amount of time. So really some amazing stuff coming
out
of
Built Robotics. That truly is a Built Robotics, huh? Wow. I wish I knew how to do some of that stuff, I'll be honest. That is interesting. Okay, so we got three left.
Yeah, so then...
So far, I'm pretty impressed with your cohort. I'll be honest. Like, these are great companies doing really cool things.
They're doing really amazing things. So
these are different than the startups that we had on Grill Nation when I was Entrepreneur KC Show in 2013. These startups are way more advanced than they were in 2013 with some of the companies we had on.
So our final company out of the Bay Area is a company called Novo Nutrients, mm-hmm. and they are in the ag tech space. And what they're doing, they have a consortium of bacteria that they use in a bioreactor process to take carbon dioxide and convert it into protein for feed. Specifically, their first market is aquaculture or fish feed. So what they can do is address not only climate change by removing CO2 from the environment, but also provide food for a growing planet. You know, there's as humans, as we become a larger population and as our wealth increases, there's an increasing demand for protein. And our oceans just really can't sustain the level of fish production and protein production that we'll need around the world. So as we move into more fish farming, there's going to be an increased demand to feed those fish. And so what Novo Nutrients is doing is taking waste CO2, processing that through a bioreactor, and then producing fish feed on the other end. So absolutely amazing stuff.
Totally amazing. That's incredible. Okay, so we have a few minutes left. Let's we'll do one more company and we'll get to the last one in the final segment.
So those are the Bay Area companies.
So we got four from the Bay Area.
And then moving out east, we've got one company out of the Orlando area. They're a company called EcoSpheres, and they have a technology to remove chlorinated contaminants, specifically PCBs and dioxins. So these are chemicals that were used in industrial applications up until about the 70s, and it's the most prolific contaminant in groundwater and sediments in the world. And so they have a technology that they've licensed from NASA that allows the removal of those contaminants in a very very low carbon intensive way. So traditionally the way you would remediate those sites is to dig up all that dirt, take it to another site, incinerate it, or try to contain it on site, which inevitably will lead to, you know, some sort of future contamination when that seal leaks. What EcoSpheres is doing is they're able to clean up sites at the point of failure. So there's no need to transport that waste around. There's no need to move that liability and those contaminants to another community. So really some amazing stuff that they're doing out of the Orlando area.
EcoSpheres out of Orlando?
Yes.
Okay. We have 30 seconds left. I want to hold on to the last company. Again, we're talking about the cohort in the IgniteX Clean Tech Accelerator Program powered by Launch KC. BVIgnite.com is the website with Hylim George, who is running the accelerator, and with Black & Veatch. We're going to preview that last company, and then we're going to talk about the upcoming demo days, the location plans, times, what public should expect from the cohort's first demo days, and we'll probably have some more fun, too, on the Grill Nation show. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show. I'm Jason Grill. You're listening to 980 AM, or if you're joining me on iTunes via podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Please rate and review our podcast on iTunes. We would love 5 stars if you enjoy this show. Again, joined today by Hylim George, who is with the IgniteX Clean Tech Accelerator powered by Launch KC. They are doing great things in the clean tech space. We're talking about the growth accelerator and some of the businesses going through it. These companies are doing amazing things, raising multiple millions of dollars and financial rounds, and really kind of coming to Black & Veatch for their expertise and Launch KC for the help to help grow and scale their businesses. We had one company from Kansas City. We had four from the Bay Area, and we had one that we talked about from Orlando, Florida. There's one left, Hylene. Why don't we talk about them, and then we'll get to the demo days coming up.
So we were going to bring it back here to the Midwest. So we've got a company called Infralytics that's out of Urbandale, Iowa, so just outside of Des Moines.
Okay.
And Infralytics is a, as you would expect with the name, they're a data analytics company. And what we are working on with them is machine learning based on images. So specifically around utility poles, and there's a lot of assets that are on utility poles. And you see this out in your own backyard, right? There's
so many. I live in Brookside. Yeah, they're everywhere.
There's a lot of poles and there's a lot of stuff on them.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge to understand, to manage those assets and manage what's coming on and off of them. And when we see communities that are starting to convert to, Verizon and Google and AT&T, they're laying fiber, you've got to know what's on those poles and you've got to figure out the optimal routing for how you would to put that infrastructure in place. So what Infralytics is doing is they're helping improve the data collection and data management for what are on those poles. And then what I think is really interesting is with that data, you can actually do a better job of optimizing the routing of how you might lay new assets along that route. Mm. So really disruptive to engineering services. That's work that we might do very manually today. And what we're finding is there's ways to do that with machine learning and let the computer do it. And then we can redeploy our folks to, better, higher use cases.
So we're about done with the cohort here. You guys have been working with these companies for about 75 days.
Yeah.
And then the demo days happens. And tell us about what that looks like, location, place, time, and the why behind that.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned, a lot of these companies are fairly advanced.
They are, yeah.
As startups go.
As far as startups go, a number of them are pretty far along. They've got products. They, in many cases, have revenue, but they're still relatively small and still a bit volatile, right? And they're still mm-hmm. looking to grow. And so the demo day is an opportunity to highlight the work that these companies are doing with a broader audience here in the community. So our demo day is scheduled for November 13th. It's going to be down at the gallery down in the Power and Light District. Mm-hmm. You can learn more out at bvignite.com. Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at bvignite. The event itself will be kind of a happy hour event. It's going to be from 4 to 7 o'clock. So at 4 o'clock, we'll open up the venue and have some networking with the companies, with our partners from Launch KC, ecosystem supporters, other investors will be in the at the event. And then we'll have about an hour of demos where the companies will share kind of their story and what they're doing. They'll share a bit on what they worked on with Black & Veatch. And then we'll talk a bit about next steps and how we're going to continue to work together and advance the adoption of the sustainable infrastructure that these companies are building. And then we'll wrap up with some networking as well. So you can think about it kind of in three parts, a little bit of networking, updates from the teams, and then networking and collaboration after the updates from the teams.
Okay, so check that out, bvignite.com, for all the details, again, on Twitter and Facebook, I believe you said, at bvignite. Okay, so tell us about this first cohort. Are you guys going to do another one, you think? Are you excited about what's happening? I know the Black & Veatch folks have just developed so many in-kind engineering services for these folks. A proven channel partner. I mean, that's what they came here for.
Yeah.
To Kansas City. Initially.
Yeah. It's really been a positive experience to date for us. And I think for the participating companies as well, it's really been amazing how much we have learned from these companies. So we've learned how they make decisions. We've learned, how they move very quickly with limited resources. We've, debunked some stereotypes in working with startups. One example is, I think there's a lot of folks think of startups as chasing the new shiny object and kind of changing directions often. And we do see that. I mean, the companies do need to pivot to where the market opportunity is. But what we've really come to realize is how disciplined and focused these startup companies are. They do have small teams. They do have limited resources. So they've got to prioritize on the most compelling thing. So there's been a lot of learning that we have taken away on our end as well. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, you know, we have provided a lot of in-kind engineering services and client introductions for the companies. And so all signs are pointing to us doing this program again, hopefully with the benefit of a little more time. You know, we move pretty rapidly through the marketing and decision process on the participating companies, but we're really excited to have our next cohort. And the bar has been set very high with this initial cohort.
Well, if you had 120 companies apply, there's obviously a lot of demand for this program.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously things have done what worked out well with Launch KC, which again is Launch KC is a, great organization here in Kansas City that helps accelerate startups and connect them to folks here in the market and throughout the country. Things have gone well with them.
Yeah. Launch has been great. So Launch has a tremendous network of resources here in the area. So one of the things that we did right at the outset of the program was to introduce the companies to the resources available here in the Kansas City area. And, you know, I mentioned, you know, a number of them are from the Bay Area. And so there's obviously a, you know, just a, you know, it's probably the global leader in startup, you know, support and certainly funding. But those companies and companies from other areas have been really surprised with the amount of resources that are available to early stage companies here in Kansas City. And so we appreciate the collaboration with Launch. We appreciate the collaboration with others here in Black and Veatch, be it corporate venture capital, be it other entrepreneurs, be it folks at, you know, the ADC, the EDC, KC SourceLink that have made themselves available mm-hmm. and really rolled out the red carpet for these companies as they get to know us here in Kansas City.
And it's funny because I'm looking at Launch KC, you know, they have done a lot with funding and follow-on funding and over $48 million in cumulative investment, which is pretty amazing and what they do at Launch KC, launchkc.org. So what do these companies think of Kansas City that have come from far away?
Yeah, they've appreciated the barbecue, that's for sure. So we've had a lot of positive reviews.
That is my thing. We need to just start making Kansas City all about marketing barbecue. we have it as kind of one of our things, but... you talked about Louisville off air. That's what they do with bourbon tours.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So it doesn't hurt.
Tourism, right?
Yeah. So it hasn't hurt.
So they like the barbecue.
Yeah. They've enjoyed that. We've had the team set up down the crossroads. So they've had a chance to get to know that part of town, you know, downtown and south of downtown. Black and Veatch's headquarters is out in the Johnson County area. So they've spent some time out there too. So we've tried to give them a variety of experiences here in Kansas City. And like I said before, they've been really pleasantly surprised with the amount of resources that are available here in the area.
Mm-hmm. That's always a nice surprise when you have Bay Area companies come to our ecosystem and, you know, appreciate it. And,
yeah.
You know, they will go back to California or maybe they'll stay here and they'll say, you know, we had a lot of fun in Kansas City, learned a lot, built a lot of good relationships, great networking, helped grow our company, and we actually like the city.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
we need more people saying those stories.
Yes, we absolutely do. And, you know, trying to debunk some of the myths about startups here in the Midwest and, you know, that there is funding available. There is, you know, a network that's available to help you grow.
Haileem George has been our guest today on the Grill Nation show. He is running the Clean Tech Accelerator, Ignite X, through Black and Veatch, partnered and powered by Launch KC. Appreciate you coming on the show today. For more information, you can check out bvignite.com. They're also on social media at bvignite. Great show today, Haileem. I really enjoyed it, and congrats to you and all your success over at Black and Veatch and with the Accelerator.
Thanks, Jason. Enjoyed it as well. Appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. Great show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you again next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.